This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates. Republicans have reached a deal with Donald Trump to fund the federal government through this fall, averting a potential shutdown on their watch. The temporary spending agreement buys them time to enact some of the president and the party's tough reforms. But there is strong disagreement still on several issues, including the border wall with Mexico. Meanwhile, the Congressional Progressive Caucus offered its vision for the federal budget that it says would benefit all Americans. It's appropriately called the People's Budget, a roadmap for the resistance. And an analysis by the Economic Policy Institute suggests that Congress would do well to follow its lead. My guest is Hunter Blair, budget analyst with the Economic Policy Institute. Welcome to the program, Hunter.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the CPC does this often. It's not the first time they've released their version or their vision for what a federal budget would look like. Explain the role that EPI has played with the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Did you help them write it, or did you write it in conjunction with them?
So we work in conjunction with them. We provide the economic analysis that supports the claims that their budget makes for how it will help working families and, you know, boost job growth. And so we've worked with them since about 2010. And, you know, at the beginning, it was all about, you know, pushing for stronger fiscal stimulus to push back against the Great Recession and the slow job creation that followed it. Since then, that's getting better year to year. And now, you know, the big emphasis is public investment, getting people back to work and really making a stronger economy.
Which, of course, is extremely important at a time when people are continuing to suffer economically. And we have a president in place and a party in power that claims they have the answers to build a better economy that works for all Americans. Before we get into what the CPC says should happen, how do you analyze or refute the claims by Trump, by the Republicans, that things like tax incentives, tax cuts for businesses, and greater investment in the military will actually help ordinary Americans? I mean, is this just the standard trickle-down economics that we know doesn't work?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're seeing. We've tried trickle-down economics again and again. It's got us in the position that we're in, and it's not clear. Evidence doesn't show, and it's just simply, common sense says it's not clear how this is supposed to be the way forward that finally helps working families when it hasn't helped working families yet.
So let's talk about the kinds of things that the Congressional Progressive Caucus, you know, and people who are part of that caucus are folks like Keith Ellison, Pramila Jayapal, some of the well-known and very strongly progressive Democrats that try to push their party leftward of what they say needs to happen. What does the public investment part of their budget entail, and how would it help create jobs and, you know, build greater equity between the haves and have-nots?
Yeah, so there's really strong public investment in the Congressional Progressive Caucus's budget. It's, you know, there's a number of things. A couple of the really big top-line proposals are instead of the sort of tax gimmicks that, you know, Donald Trump has proposed to fund or to try to pay for part of infrastructure, his infrastructure proposal, the Congressional Progressive Caucus is really spending $2 trillion of federal money to rebuild our roads and bridges, repair our schools, water infrastructure, you name it, the infrastructure's in there. And past that, you know, particularly in recent years, austerity has put us in this position where the non-defense discretionary part of the budget, you know, this is the part of the budget that includes education, science, infrastructure, public health, things that are just basic to what we think government should be doing. That's really been just, they've wrung the towel on that one. And it's been pushed to such a extreme austerity level that at this point, you know, any more cuts like Donald Trump are proposing, really, you start to nick bone. In comparison, the Congressional Progressive Caucus wants to get that part of the budget back to where it's been historically. And so that includes another $2 trillion investment in the non-defense discretionary.
What about the tax code? Trump has released his vision for the tax code, where basically he is buying the favor of the middle class by offering serious cuts to middle class and working class Americans and their taxes, but at the same time also then cutting taxes and the top tax rates for the wealthiest individuals, which would basically, of course, defund the Treasury. What does the CPC's federal budget say on the tax system in the U.S.?
So on the tax side, the difference is, night and day between the Congressional Progressive Caucus and, what Donald Trump has proposed. Donald Trump is mostly proposing large tax cuts focused on the rich. The Congressional Progressive Caucus believes that, to make the sort of public investments that we need to make the economy better, the rich and wealthy corporations are just going to need to pay more. And particularly when you take into account the loopholes that both the very well-off and the largest multinational corporations take advantage of, it's really about getting them to pay their fair share.
Now, let's get into the sort of proof that such economic policies are better prepared to improve the economy for all. We had 8 years of a liberal Democrat under whom there was some improvement in the economy, but not nearly enough. In fact, it was the malaise with the economic problems, the broad discontent that we're seeing among working class and middle class Americans that helped the popularity of people like both Trump and Sanders on opposite ends of the spectrum. So what evidence is there that the suggested public investments and the vision of this federal budget by the Congressional Progressive Caucus would actually improve the economy, not just for the people at the top, but for everybody?
Not just for people at the top. The Congressional Progressive Caucus really raises tax rates at the top. And, a lot of the stark divide that and inequality that we're seeing in the economy is driven, by the wealthy continuing to skim more and more off of the paychecks of hardworking Americans. And so a big part of pushing back on that is really getting tax rates back up where they used to be on top incomes to disincentivize people at the top to taking advantage or finding ways to take advantage through myriad financial type things of working people. And then as far as boosting the economy, I think it's clear, particularly when you still see this gap between how many people want to have jobs and how many people are able to get jobs, that you just need to put some spending into the economy to get it going. And at the end of the day, we're still not quite back at full employment. And in order to get there, we need the type of strong, sustained public investment that you see in the Congressional Progressive Caucus's budget.
So will the Congressional Progressive Caucus and the party that its members are part of, the Democratic Party, what is the challenge with getting the party as a whole to adopt this budget as their own and then actually enacting some or all of it in the federal government, given the stranglehold that the conservatives have on our government right now? It's an aspirational document, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. The Congressional Progressive Caucus, their budget is not going to be the budget that gets passed at the end of this year. Republicans believe in trickle-down economics, not in, this sort of bottom-up invest in working people. And we're not going to see the Congressional Progressive Caucus's budget be, what we get at the end of the day. But it's certainly, a strong budget, and it's one that, has been building support since they started doing it. I think the last time they actually got to vote on it a couple of years ago, they got, 95 votes for it, which was big for, this kind of left-leaning, really strong progressive budget.
Give out the website where people can find out more about the congressional budget, Congressional Progressive Caucus's People's Budget, as well as read your analysis of it.
You can find the People's Budget on the Congressional Progressive Caucus's website, and you can find our analysis of it, at epi.org.
That's epi.org. Hunter, thank you so much for joining us today.
For having me.
Hunter Blair is a budget analyst with the Economic Policy Institute. Again, that website, epi.org. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.